Chapter 1. Go and Make Disciples. Overview of Acts of Apostles and how it relates to our day. Paragraphs 1 to 6. Relate an experience of witnesses preaching under a wide variety of circumstances. Rebecca, a young witness of Jehovah in Ghana, regarded her school as her own preaching territory. She always had Bible-based literature in her school bag. During break time, she looked for opportunities to give a witness to fellow students. Rebecca started Bible studies with several of her classmates. On the island of Madagascar, just off the east coast of Africa, two pioneers regularly walked some 15 miles in the tropical heat to get to a remote village. There they conducted a number of Bible studies with interested ones. To reach people living along the Paraguay and Paraná rivers, witnesses in Paraguay, together with volunteers from 15 other countries, worked to build a riverboat. The 45-ton boat can accommodate up to 12 people. From this floating home, zealous kingdom preachers spread the good news into areas that were otherwise inaccessible. In the far north, witnesses in Alaska took advantage of a unique opportunity to preach during the summer tourist season. When warmer weather brought cruise ships loaded with visitors of many different nationalities, local witnesses stationed themselves on the dock with an attractive display of Bible literature in a wide variety of languages. In that same region, an airplane proved invaluable in reaching isolated villages, thus allowing the good news to be spread to Aleut, Athabascan, Tsimshian, and Tlingit communities. Larry, in Texas, USA, had a special territory, the nursing home in which he resided. Although confined to a wheelchair as a result of an accident, Larry kept busy. He shared with others the kingdom message, including his Bible-based hope that under kingdom rule, he will one day walk again. To attend an assembly in Upper Myanmar, a group of witnesses made a 3-day journey by ferry boat from Mandalay. Eager to preach the good news, they took along Bible literature, which they offered to fellow passengers. Each time the ferry stopped at a town or a village, the energetic preachers got off and quickly went through the settlement, offering literature. In the meantime, new passengers boarded the ferry, becoming fresh territory for the returning kingdom publishers. Paragraph 7. Question. In what ways do worshipers of Jehovah bear witness about God's kingdom, and what is their goal? Like the brothers and sisters mentioned in these few examples, zealous worshipers of Jehovah around the world are bearing thorough witness concerning the kingdom of God. Acts 28:23. They call from house to house, approach people on the street, write them letters, and speak to them over the phone. Whether riding on a bus, walking in a park, or taking a break at their place of secular work, they eagerly look for every opportunity to give a witness about God's kingdom. The specific methods may vary, but the goal is the same. Preach the good news wherever people can be found. Paragraphs 8 and 9, question A. Why is the expansion of the kingdom preaching work nothing short of miraculous? Question B. What intriguing question is raised, and what do we need to do to find the answer? Are you, dear reader, among the throngs of kingdom proclaimers who are now active in more than 235 lands? If so, you play a part in the thrilling expansion of the kingdom preaching work. What has been accomplished in the worldwide field is nothing short of miraculous. In spite of formidable obstacles and challenges, even governmental bans and outright persecution, Jehovah's Witnesses are giving a thorough witness about God's kingdom to people of all nations. An intriguing question to consider is, why has no obstacle, not even satanic opposition, been able to stop the forward movement of the kingdom preaching work? To answer that question, we need to look back to the first century CE. After all, we modern-day Witnesses of Jehovah are continuing the work that started back then. A far-reaching commission. Paragraph 10, question. To what did Jesus devote himself, And what did he know about this work? The founder of the Christian congregation, Jesus Christ, devoted himself to the preaching of the good news of God's kingdom. It was his life work. He once explained, "I must also declare the good news of the kingdom of God to other cities, because for this I was sent." Luke 4:43. Jesus knew that he was initiating a work that he could not complete all by himself. Shortly before his death, he foretold that the kingdom message would be preached in all the nations. Mark 13:10. How, though, would this be done, and by whom? Paragraph 11. Question. What weighty commission did Jesus give his disciples, and what support would they have in carrying it out? Following his death and resurrection, Jesus appeared to his disciples and gave them this weighty commission. "Go, therefore, and make disciples of people of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all the things I have commanded you. And look, I am with you all the days until the conclusion of the system of things." Matthew 28:19-20. The words, "I am with you," indicated that the disciples would have his backing in the preaching and disciple-making work. They would need such support, for Jesus had foretold that they would be hated by all the nations. Matthew 24:9. The disciples could count on something else for support. Just before ascending to heaven, Jesus told them that they would be empowered by Holy Spirit to be his witnesses to the most distant part of the earth. Acts 1:8. Paragraph 12. Question. What important questions arise, and why is it vital that we know the answers? Now some important questions arise. Did Jesus' apostles and the other first-century disciples take their commission seriously? Did this relatively small band of Christian men and women bear thorough witness about the kingdom of God even in the face of vicious persecution? Did they really have heavenly backing and the support of Jehovah's Holy Spirit in their disciple-making work? These and related questions are answered in the Bible book of Acts. It is vital that we know the answers. Why? Jesus promised that the work he commissioned would continue until the conclusion of the system of things. So this commission applies to all true Christians, including those of us living in this time of the end. We therefore have a keen interest in the historical record contained in the book of Acts. Overview of the book of Acts. Paragraphs 13 and 14, question A. Who wrote the book of Acts, and how did the writer obtain his information? Question B. What does the book of Acts contain? Who wrote the book of Acts? The book itself never names its writer, but the opening words make it clear that the writer of Acts was also the writer of the Gospel of Luke. Thus, from early times, Luke, a beloved physician and a careful historian, has been held to be the writer of Acts. The book covers a period of about 28 years, from Jesus' ascension in 33 CE to the Apostle Paul's imprisonment in Rome about 61 CE. The fact that Luke changes from they to we in his narrative suggests that he was present at many of the events that he describes. A meticulous researcher, Luke no doubt obtained information firsthand from Paul, Barnabas, Philip, and others mentioned in the record. What does the book of Acts contain? Earlier, in his gospel, Luke wrote about the things that Jesus said and did. In the book of Acts, however, Luke reports what Jesus' followers said and did. Acts, then, is about people who accomplished an extraordinary work, although many of them were viewed by outsiders as uneducated and ordinary. Acts 4:13. In brief, the inspired record tells us how the Christian congregation was founded and how it grew. Acts shows how the first century Christians preached, their methods, and their attitude. It highlights the role of Holy Spirit in spreading the good news. Acts picks up the Bible's theme, which involves the sanctification of God's name by means of his kingdom under Christ, and shows the triumphant spread of the kingdom message in the face of fierce opposition. Paragraph 15, question. In what ways will we benefit from examining the book of Acts? Indeed, it is thrilling and faith-strengthening to examine the Bible book of Acts. If we reflect on the bold and zealous example of Christ's early followers, our hearts will be touched. We will be moved to imitate the faith of our first century counterparts. We will thus be better equipped to fulfill our commission to go and make disciples. The publication that you are now reading is designed to help you make a careful study of the book of Acts. A Bible study aid to assist us. Paragraph 16, question. What is the threefold objective of this publication? What is the overall purpose of this publication? The threefold objective of this book is, 1. To strengthen our conviction that Jehovah, by means of His Holy Spirit, is backing the kingdom preaching and disciple-making work. 2. To stimulate our zeal for the ministry by examining the example of first-century followers of Christ. And 3. To deepen our respect for Jehovah's organization and for those taking the lead in the preaching work and in overseeing the congregations. Paragraph 17 and 18, question. How is this publication organized, and what features will prove helpful in personal Bible study? How is this publication organized? You will notice that it is divided into 8 sections, each covering a portion of the book of Acts. The aim of the chapters that follow is not to provide a verse-by-verse discussion of Acts, but to draw lessons from the events recounted in that Bible book and help us to see how we can make personal application of points learned. At the beginning of each chapter, a focus line explains the thrust of that chapter, and a scripture citation indicates the portion of Acts that will be discussed. There are other features of this publication that will prove helpful in personal Bible study. Beautiful artwork portraying exciting events in the book of Acts will help you to visualize what was happening as you reflect on the Bible account. Many chapters include boxes that supply helpful supplementary material. Certain boxes provide a profile of a Bible character whose faith is worthy of imitation. Some offer more details about places, events, customs, or other characters mentioned in Acts. Paragraph 19, question. What self-examination should we make from time to time? This publication can help you to make an honest self-examination. No matter how long you have been serving as a Kingdom publisher, it is good to pause from time to time and analyze your priorities in life and your view of the Christian ministry. Ask yourself, am I maintaining a sense of urgency in my ministry? Am I preaching the good news with conviction and zeal? Am I having as full a share as possible in the preaching and disciple-making work? Paragraphs 20 and 21, question. Why is our commission so urgent, and what should be our determination? Let us keep ever in mind that we have been commissioned to do an important work, to preach and make disciples. With each day that passes, the urgency of that commission becomes greater. The end of this system of things is rapidly approaching. Never before have so many lives been at stake. We do not know how many more rightly disposed ones may yet respond to our message. But it is our responsibility to help such ones before it is too late. It is vital, then, that we imitate the example of zealous kingdom preachers of the first century. May your careful study of this publication move you to preach with ever greater zeal and boldness, and may you be strengthened in your determination to continue bearing thorough witness concerning the kingdom of God. Acts 28:23.
Supplementary information from page 12. Important dates in the spread of Christianity during the 1st century CE. 33 CE. Jesus resurrected. Jesus commissions his followers to make disciples. Outpouring of Holy Spirit at Pentecost. Christian congregation founded. Circa 33 through 34 CE. Stephen martyred. Ethiopian eunuch baptized. Circa 34 CE. Saul of Tarsus converted. Circa 34 through 36 CE. Saul preaches in Damascus. Circa 36 CE. Paul first visits Jerusalem as follower of Christ. Paul visits Peter in Jerusalem. 36 CE. Cornelius converted. First Gentiles become Christians. Circa 41 CE. Matthew's Gospel written. Paul's vision of the third heaven. 2 Corinthians 12:2. Circa 44 CE. Agabus prophesies famine. James, son of Zebedee, martyred. Peter imprisoned, miraculously released. 44 CE. Herod Agrippa I dies. Circa 46 CE. Foretold famine strikes. Paul brings relief ministration to Jerusalem. Circa 47 through 48 CE. Paul's first missionary tour. Circa 49 CE. Circumcision issue at Antioch. Conference in Jerusalem. Paul resists Peter. Circa 49 through 52 CE. Paul's second missionary tour. Barnabas and Mark preach in Cyprus. Circa 49 through 50 CE. Claudius expels Jews from Rome. Circa 50 CE. Luke joins Paul at Troas. Paul's vision of Macedonian man. Paul visits Philippi. Philippian congregation founded. Thessalonian congregation founded. Paul visits Athens. Circa 50 through 52 CE. Paul visits Corinth. 1 Thessalonians written. Galatians written. Circa 51 CE. 2 Thessalonians written. Circa 52 through 56 CE. Paul's third missionary tour. Circa 52 through 55 CE. Paul visits Ephesus. Circa 55 CE. 1 Corinthians written. Titus sent to Corinth. 2 Corinthians written. Circa 56 CE. Romans written. Paul resurrects Eutychus in Troas. Paul and Luke stay with Philip in Caesarea. Paul arrested in Jerusalem. Circa 56 through 58 CE. Paul in custody in Caesarea. Luke's Gospel written. Circa 58 CE. Festus succeeds Felix. 58 CE. Herod Agrippa II hears Paul. Circa 59 through 61 CE. Paul's first imprisonment in Rome. Circa 60 through 61 CE. Colossians written. Ephesians written. Philemon written. Philippians written. Circa 60 through 65 CE. Mark's Gospel written. Circa 61 CE. Acts written. Hebrews written. Circa 61 through 64 CE. 1 Timothy written. Titus left in Crete. Titus written. Before 62 CE. James written. Circa 62 through 64 CE. 1 Peter written. Circa 64 CE. 2 Peter written. Circa 65 CE. Paul's second imprisonment in Rome. 2 Timothy written. Titus leaves for Dalmatia. Paul executed.